excited everyone to be here at this point. So my name is Kai. I'm from the big data platform at LinkedIn. And today I'm going to present the system we build to unify batch and stream data processing. We use with Apache Kafka and Apache Beam to do that. And it is in more concrete, like how we can convert all the big data script into the Apache Beam API. So here's what I'm going to talk today. First, I will talk the big picture about computation conversion problems. And for the concrete use case at LinkedIn for how we build the LinkedIn Magic platform, and when we move the platform from apply to near real time. And the final part is more like technical detail. I will jump into the deep dive, like how we implement the system. For the first part, I will give you a big picture of all the computation conversion problems we have to solve. So here's the big picture of different kind of data processing system we have in any data system. We have online, near real time, or we can call that near line and apply. So for the online, on the left part here, it's mostly work with the OLTP database. So it's that the database we serve our customer. And from the application server, we issue like the OLTP query to the OLTP database. And you know that kind of query is like a short random access query. So from the online here, we capture many two-card chains into a messaging system like Kafka. So the first type event is any kind of tracking event. So any behavior user do over the website, the page view, login. Any kind of such event, we log into Kafka. The second type event is the database change, and the update, insert, delete. We can capture the change, and also write to Kafka. And from Kafka, we write the data back to the apply store, HDFS. We can also go directly from the OLTP database. We can take a snapshot of the OLTP database table, and we store that into the HDFS for the analytic processing. And so at the apply side, we do analytics, big data analytics processing here with some batch engine. The problem with that is that we see that for the apply, the latency is often very high, and we can bypass the part of writing data into ADFS with any streaming engine. So that's at LinkedIn we use Samla, but we can have Flink, Spark, or any kind of the streaming engine. So with all of the computation engine from DNI and apply, we get the result, we insert it back to the OLTP database to serve the customer, to serve the user. So for that, we have three types of the computation here, the online, DNI, and offline computation. And now we have the conversion problem. So the first conversion problem we see is online apply. So the problem is that we have the OLTP query and how we can run it in apply in the batch mode. And I can take an example, an use case here. For example, at LinkedIn, whenever you do take public profile lookup of any LinkedIn member. So we need to run some logic, OLTP logic to render the public profile. We can apply any kind of privacy setting on top of that. So that's how we can get the LinkedIn public profile of any members. So the problem so it's some kind of third party or some third party want to have the public profile of all LinkedIn members. And we cannot just run the OLTP logic 600 million times. That's not going to scale. So the problem is we use the same logic, but in the batch mode for all LinkedIn members. So it's online apply conversion problem. The next problem is online DNI. So we run the OLTP query logic into a streaming engine. it's pretty similar to online apply, but for DNI here, like any change, we see like make any change update to the profile table, we capture the change, and we do incremental processing with the streaming engine, so we can have a new like public profile for that member. So that's the incremental processing. And the third problem is from upline to nearline. So in upline, people have to write a lot of the bash script to do the like analytics here. And like for example, we compute like a metric from tracking data. I will go more detail in that, but like a lot of problem, we want to compute the metric from the tracking data. And in upline, so latency often very high. So we want to run that in the streaming engine. That is the upline DNI convergence problem. And that's the part I'm going to focus on in my talk today. So let's go more detail in the use case. We have at LinkedIn here, what we call the LinkedIn metric platform. So at LinkedIn, we use a metric for many different purposes. I mean, the first major use case for metric is for like experimentation for A/B testing for any kind of change, like UI algorithm config or whatever. Here, need to go through A/B testing, and to do A/B testing, we need a metric, and we provide metric for people to do that. The second kind of use case here, like a reporting here, so we get metric and you visualize on some graph to see like, how the service is performing year over year, week over week, whatever. And the third kind of use case, like the side-facing application, like on the LinkedIn app, like a recruiter app, whatever here, we see some graph, some metric for user. And to do that, like we need to compute that kind of metric from the raw tracking data, and we build what we call the LinkedIn Unified Metric Platform. It's a platform for people like go to us, they can define onboard the metric, and we can run and deliver metric for user, for like our engineer data scientists. So let me go, by the way, like, just feel free to interrupt me for any question you can have so far. Yeah. So here's one of the example, like we use a metric for reporting. That graph is report the number of RPC calls to our ADMS and the node in the Hadoop cluster. So you know that like in the Hadoop cluster, the name node is like very critical to help the cluster. And in the name node, we need to be aware of the number of RPC calls to the name node. So any time like people do the RPC call to the name node, we will emit an event to the Kafka topic, and then we will build a metric on top of that, so we can aggregate like how many number of RPC calls we have, and we can break down by different dimension. So for example, one of dimension in that graph here, it's about like the comment type, whether we do create, make dear open rename whatever. So that is the graph we can build from the tracking data. So like how we even that like how like our user like our engineer data scientist or like a business analyst, they can come to our platform, they can define the metric and they can onboard with us. We require user to provide us two parts to define a metric. The first part is you need to declare the configuration. For that metric, what are the formula of the metric, what are the dimensions, and what are the downstream applications that consume the metric. For example, like in the slide here, the Raptor is a visualization application. And the second part is the transformation logic. So from the raw tracking data, user need to write some kind of transformation logic to make a project filter join with different data set. And that transformation logic is written in kind of the bash script, can be like a bash script, high script, or Spark. And we take that two things here, we onboard on our platform, and we take user code, and our platform will auto-generate some kind of code to compute the metric. And we take that, we run lab, and deliver the data, the metric for user. So now we see the problem of how we can move that platform from Up9 to Near9. So here's a little big picture of like, how the computation flow happened at the Up9, the end-to-end from like, from how people from application server, we emit the tracking event to Kafka, and we use the Goblin is the LinkedIn ingestion framework within ETL, the data from Kafka or from online database like Oracle, MySQL, or like Espresso, which is a LinkedIn document store. So we can capture all of that into the AWS, the Up9 storage. And from that, like, we can take the user code in the metric, in the UMP code, the user code and other like, the code we generate for the platform, and we build the flow, the Akaban flow. So Akaban is like the LinkedIn fast workflow. It's similar to the Airflow, Apache Airflow. And we take that computation and we compute the metric and we get a result. We push it to the serving database. We have here, like, we have both Presto and Pino. Pino is a LinkedIn real-time OLAP database. We have that presentation in the big data track yesterday or so. So for that, here's a whole, this the end-to-end picture of how the data flow in LinkedIn, and we will run the Akaban job like at different time granularity, can be like daily or hourly or weekly, monthly. But even running with hourly here, the latency we observe is at least 2 or 3 hours, and for some use cases, it's too late for what happened in 2 or 3 hours. So you can see the example of the ATFS name node use case, and something wrong happened to the RPC code to the name node. We need to understand what happened. We need to break down the metric here. If we wait, that's for debugging, so if we wait for like 2 or 3 hours, it's just too late, right? So we need to see the metric in a minute so we know what happened to the name node server. So in that big picture, in that picture here, you see many places we do like a read and write to ADFS, like the Goblin system, Goblin here, and also like the Akaban flow here. So a lot of read write to ADFS is very slow, and it's a bad job. So we want to make it like we want to bypass all of them. So what we want is like a near-night flow like that. Data from Kafka, we want to compute in Samba. We don't want to write anything to ADFS. So we can take user code, the platform code, we build a Samba job, and we run that, and we push into the serving database. So that we can bypass all of the ADFS I/O, so we can make latency like, in minutes. So however, like, latency is not the only requirement here. The requirement is our user is a data scientist, like a business analyst. So we want to make it easy for them to use. It's easy for them to onboard. They need to write some information code. They know like some tool easy, like SQL or PIC, something they're familiar with. It's easy to use and also easy to maintain. We need to own the service, so we operate service, so we don't want to maintain two code base. It's like a very bad we have two code base, right? You make change in one code base, and you need to make sure the consistency problem, like, and you also need to make the similar change in other code base. So what like the motivation we build like what we call like the Lambda architecture with a single code base. So at the heart of the system here, we all have a metric definition from user, including user code and config. And in the traditional platform, we run it in the batch job. What we already deliver, and in the new way here, we want to auto-generate the Samba job here and to run it in the DNI. And we get a result from Up9, DNI, we combine that in the we know have the concept of the hybrid table. They have the applied part and the real time part. And when you query the Pinot table, they can split, they can pick the latest data from the real time and the remaining from the applied. And then people can visualize that on Raptor like that. So that is like how what we want to build. And now I will go down to detail on the detail, the fun part like that, how it works, how we build that here. So before I jump to the deep dive here, I just want to have a few questions here, like how many of you guys here are familiar with Pygmalion? That's fine, I mean it's very easy. It's just a nice SQL, even a simpler than SQL, like just line by line. And how about you guys here are familiar with Apache Kafka? Yes, it's good, yeah. So if like for those of you guys who are not familiar with Kafka, so Kafka just thinking like it's like open source database management system, and it have many components that you can reuse in your product. It have the SQL parser, it have the setup API to build the relational algebra plan, it have the query planner and optimizer, and it have a in-memory execution engine. So in my product here, I just use two parts of that. It's like the relational algebra and the query planner. So here's a big picture like from 10,000 feet view how those things work. So we divide it in two parts, two phases. The first phase like from the big script, we convert it into the Kafka relational algebra plan. And then the second part like how from the Kafka, how we run the Kafka relational algebra plan on Apache Beam. So at LinkedIn we have the Beam runner on top of Samla, and I will convert the Kafka into Beam. So for those of you guys here like, in the talk yesterday, so we also have the same problem with running like, the Beam SQL we convert to the Beam API. And in here, I take a little bit different approach like from the Kafka relational algebra plan. I will try to auto-generate all the Java code for the Beam API. Just think like you write Java code, you write all the Beam Java code for that. But instead of doing that, I build some tool like to convert, automatically convert from Beam to Kafka to Beam. So from Kafka to Beam, we go. It's all like a traditional like a database query execution engine. You go from the logical plan, and you go from planner. You optimize that. You get a physical plan, and from physical plan, you can like, auto-generate the runtime code. So let's see here. Like, you see that in the picture here. From PIC, we don't have any concept of streaming like the window, like a join window, aggregate window, different concept of streaming. That's not, we do not have that in PIC. So I introduce like other configuration. I call the streaming config. In the streaming config, I will provide all the parameters we need to set for the Beam API. So we need like the streaming config and the PIC script in order to generate the Beam API code. Just let's go to the more detail. So the first part that I convert from PIC latent to Kafka. Apache Kafka. To do that, I use the PIC parser. PIC parser, I just go PIC parser to pass the PIC script into the what we call the PIC logical plan. And from PIC logical plan, what the part I'm implemented, I write from PIC to relational algebra converter. I convert the PIC logical plan to Kafka logical plans. That part I just committed to Apache Kafka, and it will be available in Kafka 21. So if you guys are interested, you guys can check out Kafka 21. So as an example here, in PIC logical plan, we have a operator called go group. So you go group to tables and on some keys. And when I translate into the relational algebra plan, it can be like a two aggregate here, and then we do full auto join. And then another project on top of that. So normally it means like each of the big logical operator, I will convert to one or more set of the relational operator. So after that, we get the Kausai logical plan, and I go through the query planner to optimize the plan. So now, if you guys can read the database concept, we have a logical plan. It's like a declarative. We say what to do, and the other concept is the physical plan. Physical plan will tell us how to do each operator here. But don't worry about that. I will go over the concrete example to demonstrate the idea. So like so the next thing about Kausai is how many different components here, and I reuse the Kausai planner, Kausai volcano planner. I use that to convert the Kausai logical plan into beam physical plan. And the second part is generator. And for physical plan, I will auto generate all of the beam Java code, beam Java API code. Pretty fun part, like I will use a lot of reflexive programming to produce Java code. I mean, it's fun, like you write the code to write the code. I will go on a concrete example here. So here, for example here, it's a big script. I mean, don't worry about the detail here. It's very simple. So you just load here like a from clause in SQL. So we load from the source data set in HDFS whatever here, and project here like a select. We select something like a three column here from that table, and filters like a where clause. Same thing here. We have second part with different position and different filter. The end script here is like a big UDF. So I put it here and I will explain how I convert. I can convert how I run the big UDF in the Beam API later. And later then we have a join. We join two relations together after we do two filters. And we do group by, and we do aggregation here. We do a max on the upper column and sum on the long column. So we get a result which we save it somewhere else. So like if I convert that into Kausai logical plan, I can get a logical plan like that. It's not easy to see, but if we visualize that here, we see like here the logical plan for the big script. So we have at the leaf we have two table scan, and we have project filter, and then we join together, and on top of that we do another project aggregate and project again. It's pretty simple to follow. So the next step, I call the planner from logical. I will convert. I will get the physical plan. And you see here, it's pretty identical. But the two things here, we see the planner will push down the filter. Previously, we have the filter on top of project, but with the Kausai planner, we can push down the filter, so the filter now go below the project here. And we also know that that two table scan here refer to the same table, same stream. That means we know that the join here is the cell join. With the cell join, we can do have a more optimization here. So when we get the beam physical plan, it look on the right side. So let's go to more detail on to complete how to work here. I will show from each of the big statement what is the corresponding the beam Java code for that. Actually if you see here the original big script, and here's all of the beam code. It's auto generated from the big script here. So we have 200 lines of beam code from 16 lines of bit script here. And I will go I will jump detail in each card statement here and how I can generate the beam code from bit. Can I see here? So simple, from the load will convert into the input stream. You see here. from the pipeline, we get the topic corresponding like, with the table. First of all, the table dummy here, it will corresponding to the Kafka topic named like input stream. How, where I can get that? I get that from the stream config. Stream config will say that given that AWS table, what is the corresponding Kafka topic for that? So I have mapping, so I can get the input Kafka input stream for that. And we have a bunch of other configuration here. So the next part is about filter. You see here, like in the push script, filters are the third statement, but after the optimization, filter is pushing down. So we filter is now like the second operator we will operate on the Beam API. And you see here the filter here. You see the double column greater than one and string column equal hello world. For that, here's all of the Java code I auto-generate from the expression here. Next about a project. So project like a map, right? You build a new kind of pro from the existing pro. So because you do that and you have new schema. Sorry, I forgot to mention here for the pre-collection. We operate here. Each element of the pre-collection is like a key value pair with key string type and the values Avro generic record. So in Avro generic record, we can define schema and we can apply to that record here. So we need a schema for the output record of the project of a map. So where do we get a schema? We get a schema from the Kafka plan. We know the for each operator, we know the schema of that operator, and from that relation from the Kafka schema, I write a code to convert that into the Avro schema, and I will define that as a static object here in the Beam code, and you see here I can reconstruct the output object from the schema here. And for the remaining of the work, I will fill all of the other field in that output record, like in column, the string column, and the double column here. So that's how like we I do the project. Of course, we can do other expression in the projection in both projection here. For example, like we can do like in column plus one, double column minus two, whatever here. And I can generate the corresponding Java code for that. So here's a more complicated like the join. How we do join? How we auto generate the join for Beam join code from the pic. To do that, I need a join when introduce a new record here. So we need a schema for that. So I get from the Kafka plan, I get a schema and I generate the Avro schema, define that as a static object here. And the code here, like you see, it divided into two sections. The first part, like join left here and join right here, we need to reshuffle the data based on the join key. So you see here, I build the key from two join key, like in column and string column here. And I set the window sign like 1 minute here. So where I get that number from the stream config. So I reshuffle define window on both sides of the join, on the left and the right. And I apply the join for the to both left and join together and produce the final join record here. So a little bit more complicated than that is the group by. So here like we see like we get the join relation and then after that we group by in column and string column and we do compute the max of double column and the sum of the long column here. At the Beam code, first we also need to have new schema. And the second part here, like the Beam code, that I also need two parts. The first part is reshuffle data based on the group by key, and I set the window for the group by. So the reshuffle on the group by key here, like the string column and in column, and set the windows like 15 minutes here. And that's a configurable parameter in the streaming config. And then like the second part, how we implement the aggregation here. So we have three parts. First, we initialize all the variables. So like the for sum, we start from zero. For max, we get the first item here. And then we do aggregate. So from the max here, we do comparison here. And for sum, we do addition here. And the final, we do return. So we group all, we iterate all over the record in the join window, and we do aggregate and we return. So all the code here is auto-generated. Just the final part is the store. So in big, we store, after we get the computation, we store that into our ADMS location. But in BIM, like we just save that in our Kafka topic here. So we store that in the Kafka topic. That Kafka topic can be consumed by the Pino database. Is there other part like for the UDF? For in big latent, UDF is a Java object. So it define a Java object, a Java class. And to call the big UDF here, we need to create that Java UDF object. And at the runtime, we call the exact method here. So we see that like from we have the end width, that is a big built-in UDF here, defined in big latent. And when I translate into BIM code, the first part like I declare that here, like I declare that with the class end width here, with the object, the name of object is a long name here. And then I create a new object here. When use that, I go the exact method here. And for big UDF, so all the input, for all big UDF, the input of the any big UDF is not a single parameter called tuple. Tuple is like a list of value. So I need to build a tuple. So even like if have like the end width here have two parameter here, but in the actual implementation, it only takes the tuple. So I need to build a tuple from two values, like from first is a string column, and then the second is hello world here. So we get the first variable from the string column, second variable from hello world, and we build the tuple. And we fit that to big UDF, and we run that. And you know. So that's all like how I translate from big latent to BIM API.
So what are the tools that you use to go from big scripts to CalSite to BIM? What are the two tools that you use?
Say it again.
What tools do you use?
What tools do I use for
to go from big scripts to CalSite?
Big scripts to CalSite. So mostly I use a CalSite, Apache CalSite. From big to CalSite, first part I use a big parser to get a big logical plan. And then next, I write my own code to convert the big logical plan into CalSite logical plan. That part is all I committed to the Apache CalSite, and it will be available in CalSite 21. And the second part is from Blender auto code gen. We have all the tools available in Apache CalSite, and I just reuse that to produce what I need here. So I think that in BIM SQL, when we evaluate in the talk yesterday, when we evaluate the project and filter, we also like auto-generate the Java code, and I think like the BIM team also using the same tool from CalSite to auto-generate the Java code from the CalSite data structure. So let's get back at how we have the data conversion problem we deal with LinkedIn here. So here's the big picture how we do conversion here. On the apply side, we have a high, we have big, we have Presto and Spark. And on our side here, people are using GraphQL. And on the other side, we have BIM over Samla. And then we can like convert back and forth between them using some intermediate representation. This is a Kasai relational algebra. And other part is the UDF. At LinkedIn, we build like a new kind of framework. We call it like transport UDF. The UDF can be like we can port to different platform without any performance penalties. So that's how we build the transport UDF. And so here like so that's a big picture. And we have different parts we already implemented here. So the first part, you guys have seen on my slide from PIC to Kasai to BIM. And the second part, like, we have a Hive to Kasai to Presto, because at LinkedIn, like, many people write some view in Hive, and we want to run that view on Presto. So we did convert from Hive VL into Presto SQL. It's going through Kasai. Similar to that is from Hive to Spark, to HiveQL to Spark SQL. HiveQL Spark SQL is pretty similar, but we also need to do a few other conversions. And the two other recent things we just implemented is from GraphQL to Spark. So remember the online and offline conversion problem. We have online logic in GraphQL, and we convert that into Kasai relational algebra plan. And from that, we auto-generate Spark SQL. Now we can run GraphQL logic on the Spark. And the other part, co-worker of mine from LinkedIn, like, he just implemented like, from Spark to Kasai. So from any Spark job, it's just from Spark SQL or Spark dataset, data frame, APIs. Behind that, we have the Catalyst plan. And he write the code to convert the Catalyst plan, Spark Catalyst plan, into the Kasai plan. So that's the reverse problem of the BIM on Spark we have seen yesterday. Now we have a Spark on BIM the other way. And the other part we are considering like, from Hive to PIC through Kasai, from PIC to Spark through Kasai, or from GraphQL to BIM through Kasai. That's the part we are considering, and not implemented yet. So that's our principle here. So why we need to do that? Why do we need to do that translation? So because we think that in the past we have a PIC, we have Hive, and recently we have Spark, and we have recently have Flink, and who knows later what else we have in the future? We don't know. So, but the problem is that like, user only write their code in some of the language here, and we don't want them to port all of that into the new engine here. So what we want to decouple the authoring part, the language part from the engine. And what we call that is the Aura principle. We author once, we write once, but we can run it in multiple engines. Yeah, so that concludes my talk, and I'm open for any questions.
Kasai physical operator,
yes,
is basically doing the code generation.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So for each of the Kasai logical operator, I define the BIM physical operator.
Right.
In that part, I have some interface to implement the auto quotient. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just two part of my work. I have a first part from PIC to Kasai. I already commit to Kasai, and other part from Kasai to BIM. Like if people are interested in like how we can get the auto generated BIM code, I'm happy to consider to contribute back to somewhere else. Yeah.
Hey, could you explain how you test those auto generated pipelines? You have obviously tests for the code generation.
That is
do like integration tests also for the after, like for the actual generated pipelines?
Yeah, so that's a very, very good question. It's a big part we need to consider. So we have, we need to develop different layer of tests. First, you need test for each cap operator here. Here the Akasa plan here, and how the beam code looks like, and we can just verify by like whether it's correct, right? But it doesn't mean like we can produce the correct result. So we need to have end-to-end testing. So we run the two flow, one in the batch engine, and the other in the SAMLA, and we can get the result. We can compare them together, and we can see whether is any difference, and we can debug it how it happened and how we solve that. So I have an use case. Like we start with like with the considerable difference. Like for the metric is about like 0.5%, but when it breaks down to each, like dimension here, it can be like a big difference, like from 3 to 1, something like that. So user will not happy with that. So after we do in more investigation, we see oh main problem from the duplication from Kafka side. So we will build like a dedup layer in Beam. For any input, we do dedup first. So after we dedup, we can reduce all of the difference. The gap between that is reduced to 0.003. It's very small. It's something like still because of the streaming engine we have some large, not exact one semantic, but now it's good enough for people. So yeah. So we need to verify both from unit test and from end-to-end test. Yeah. Any other question? Okay, thank you so much.